Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 1:22-10. The operations of the will are in our power. Not in our power are the body, the body's parts, property, parents, siblings, children, country, or friends. This is one of the most clear statements by Epictetus of the so-called dichotomy of control, the idea that certain things are in our power while others are not, and that it is therefore wise to focus on the first ones and cultivate indifference toward the second ones. We will look at this again when we get to the Enchiridion, Epictetus' manual, where the list is a bit more extensive. Here, notice two things: how short the list of things in our power is, and how surprising some of the items on the list of things not in our power are. The only thing listed here as being up to us is our will, meaning the sort of considered decisions we make after reflecting on issues. This is not to be taken to mean that all our mental processes are under our control. Epictetus, even before modern psychology, knew very well that we experience urges and sometimes act on instinct. He's talking specifically about the functioning of what Marcus Aurelius calls the hegemonicon, our rational faculty, which modern science locates largely in the frontal lobes of our brains. As for the things that are not up to us, they include our body, property, relatives, friends, and our country. You would think that surely we can influence many or all of these things. And you would be right. I can certainly influence my body, for instance, by eating well and exercising regularly. But I do not control it. Accident or disease can undo in an instant the positive work of years. The same goes with people we love or care for. Sure, we can influence their opinion of us by way of our behavior or by talking to them. But how they treat us in response is ultimately their decision, which we do not control. I'm sure you have had just as problematic interactions with your parents, siblings, or friends as the rest of us. Now, Epictetus' advice is not to ignore the things that we do not control, in the sense of not caring about them. We do care about our body, our relatives, our friends, and our country. But realizing that we do not control them, we should focus our efforts on the other part, the refinement of our will. After all, the best way to influence externals is precisely by making the best decisions we're capable of making. The outcome, however, is left to the universe. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon. Fate permitting, of course.